Blog Talk Radio.
We have been trained to hate ourselves and love white people.
We still are exploited as a people. We're constantly fighting for resources.
We've never been citizens, except on paper.
The participants of this are normally victims of this neocolonialist system.
You're listening to the voices of New Africa. Free the land.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
And we are back once again, my friend. This is the Voices of New Africa, the show dedicated to the liberation of new African people. And as always, every week, I am your host, Brother Prophecy, a.k.a. Yera Amati. And we will be joined in the show by some of the brightest minds in the new African community. Joining me today will be on tap for the show is Brother Kakaye, Sister Saanksa, Brother Fadali, Sister Ayodele, and of course we encourage everyone to call in and listen in and join in on the conversation as we discuss topics that are instrumental, that are relevant to the liberation of new African people. And as every week, we like to shine the spotlight on an individual or organization or event that was significant or has been significant in the struggle for new African people, for liberation of new African people. And today is no different. Today we want to shine the spotlight on one of the great revolutionaries, and I'm talking about our great ancestor, our great brother, George Jackson. Now, George Jackson, he was a revolutionary, a political prisoner, an author, a member of the Black Panther Party, and a co-founder of the Black Gorilla Family, and ultimately a martyr in the struggle against U.S. imperialism, capitalism, neocolonialism, and white supremacy. Now, in 1961, George Jackson was sentenced to 1 year in prison for armed robbery. Now, while in prison, he was successful in transforming his criminalistic mentality to a revolutionary mentality by studying individuals like Marx, Lenin, Trotsky, Engels, and Mao. And because of this revolutionary transformation, Jackson's 1 year sentence turned to him spending over 10 years in the prison concentration camp as a political prisoner, which he spent up until his death in 1971. His writings while in prison were compiled into two best-selling books, one, The Soledad Brother, and Blood in My Eyes, both of which drawn a lot of international attention from leftist organizations and intellectuals in the U.S. and Western Europe. Now, in 1966, he and W.L. Nolan founded the Black Gorilla Family, and in 1970, Nolan, along with two other new African inmates, were murdered by a prison guard in a riot with the Aryan Brotherhood. A few days later, Jackson, along with two other inmates, were charged with the murder of a correction officer in the carrying out of revolutionary justice for the assassination of Nolan. On August 7, 1970, Jonathan Jackson, George's younger 17-year-old brother, was killed in a heroic attempt to liberate the Soledad Brothers, which they were known as. He did this by entering into a courtroom, liberating prisoners, taking hostages and demanding the release of his brothers and the others who were on trial. Jonathan Jackson was killed in this attempt, as well as several others. Now, on August 21st, in 1971, Jackson himself was killed in a daring escape attempt in order to free himself from the political concentration camps of the system of white supremacy. So on this day, we want to honor, we want to celebrate, we want to uphold the legacy of our great brother, our great ancestor, our great martyr in the struggle for liberation of African people against the system of capitalism, neocolonialism, imperialism, and white supremacy. We want to honor our great brother, George Jackson. And that leads us to today's topic. We want to talk about revolution. Because now with the heightened sense of awareness, this conscious revolution with all of the technology and the exposure of the police killings, and people are now becoming aware of the contradictions within the system. You have a lot of organizations popping up, claiming to be revolutionary organizations, talking about revolution, revolution, revolution. So we want to talk about, is revolution really necessary for the liberation of new African people? And if so, are we prepared for revolution? First of all, what is revolution? Do we know what revolution really is? If we can go back to the words of another one of our great revolutionaries, one of our great martyrs, Brother Malik El-Shabazz, better known as Malcolm X, he said he feels that many of us use that word revolution too loosely. If we truly understood what revolution is, we would want no parts of it. Revolution is no walk in the park. Revolution is no so-called picnic. Revolutions are bloody. Revolutions are violent. So this is what we want to talk about today. Is revolution necessary for the liberation of our people? Are we ready for liberation? What is revolution? So I want to start it out with our local historian, because I know that's a heavy topic. So I want to jump right into it. Brother Fadali, are you there?
Yes, I hear. Yes, I am. Free to land.
Yes, sir. Free to land. Yeah, I am. I will. So could you tell us exactly what is revolution?
Okay, revolution. We got to understand revolution, and revolution is radical change. Revolution is transformation from one society to another society, from one system to another system. Revolution can only be attained through revolutionary action and through revolutionary organization. If you do not have revolutionary organization, you will not have revolution. You cannot have revolutionaries unless you have a revolutionary organization. Revolutions are guided by ideological struggles, are guided by what you characterized earlier as by revolutionary science. That is, revolution has to be studied and it has to be planned. Revolution is not something that, you know, that just occurs on any given day. Oftentimes people mistake rebellion for revolution. A rebellion is usually a short-term explosion or change for certain kinds of reforms. And we see our people sometimes protesting for changes that would only try to reform the system. Revolution is only possible if we come to the conclusion that there is no remedy in a system. There's no, in other words, we must have understand that the system has, all remedies have been exhausted, and so therefore the people have a need to overthrow the old system and creation of a new system. Revolutions are not only against something, but they are for something. Revolution that we're talking about is against capitalism, against imperialism, against neocolonialism, against negative social economic systems such as fascism. And revolution in this day is for socialism. It's for the total, in other words, for the total opposite of capitalism. That is when the people are ready to take over the resources that the people should own. And so we must understand that revolution overthrows all forms of oppression and exploitation. And anybody that is talking about revolution has to be prepared to organize the people and to also provide leadership to the people. So therefore, like when you talk about some of those organizations that are saying, are shouting out revolution, but I don't hear really any organization that's shouting out for revolution. Even among the protests, that I hear only reform. I don't hear the New Black Panther Party or any of those groups who are parading around with weapons and all that talking about revolution. Because revolution is nothing to be talked about. It's something that has to be organized and planned. And then you must also have the wherewithal to organize the people, because the people are always ready for real, true revolution. We'll find in many instances where you have revolution, people are prepared before many who may shout revolution. And I think that it's important that we talk about transformation. Revolution is transformation rather than just change, because a lot of people said change, but all change is not revolutionary. A lot of change is reactionary. And so therefore, when we talk about revolution, we're talking about transforming the society and transforming and creating a new society and overthrowing all old structures and the creation of new structures. That's my take on revolution.
Excellent point. You brought up something that I think is very important. You talked about how you have these organizations, you have all these protests, you have even in many cases them erupting into violence, riots, if you want to call it that. But many people mistaking this activity for actually being revolutionary activity. You know, protest is not a revolution. A riot is not a revolution. Now, it could ultimately lead to revolution in the long run, but a riot itself is not a revolution, because revolution only becomes a reality when you have exhausted all remedies within the system. And when you look at the very nature of these riots, first of all, they're unorganized. They lack planning. They're short-lived. They're spontaneous. They're not a solution for our problems, period. They really, all they lead to is more hardship for the individuals who participate. But they don't really change the system. So revolution, and as we talked about in our spotlight for today, George Jackson, brother who was in prison for armed robbery. Well, being in prison did not make him a revolutionary. Being a armed robber did not make him a revolutionary. He only became a revolutionary when he transformed his mentality and made a conscious decision to change the present relationship between the property relations. When he made a conscious decision to strike a blow against this system of capitalism, white supremacy, imperialism, colonialism, and now neocolonialism, which we suffer from today. But we have to be clear, a riot is not a revolution. But I want to get to some more of my callers, because, as always, we are joined by some of the brightest minds in the New African community. So the question is revolution necessary for the liberation of New African people? And if so, are we prepared? Sister Sa'anxa, are you there? Do I have my Sister Sa'anxa online?
Yes. Free the land.
So what? Free the land. I am, I will. So what do you think? Is revolution necessary for the liberation of our people? And if so, are we really prepared for it?
Revolution is most definitely necessary for the liberation of our people. Like we stated before, all remedies have been exhausted. We've marched, we've pleaded, we've begged, we've done all of this stuff to so-called reform the system, but the very fabric of this system is exploitation. So it's impossible to reform a foundation. The foundation of this particular system is exploitation and slavery. So we have to have a revolution. Revolution is most definitely necessary. And as far as the people are always ready. The people that have been exploited, the people that have been done wrong, the people that are dying every day in the streets, the people that are suffering are always ready for complete transformation of their lives. Always. It's a matter of, like Baba Fadali mentioned, organizing the people and educating them in terms of, okay, what does that look like? What does revolution look like? And in terms of the new African plight, revolution is scientific socialism. Nobody should be exploited. Nobody should be exonerated just or over the other person just because of the particular job that they have, when both jobs are necessary for the society to run. So revolution is most definitely necessary, and the people are always ready.
Exactly. So I want to go to my brother Kakayi. Brother Kakayi, are you on the line, brother?
Yes, free the land, brother.
Free the land, I am, I will. So what do you think? What are your thoughts?
Well, it goes without saying that a change has to be made. And the only way we can make a decision is based on the historical context of where we're coming from as a people, what's right for us.
We have been trained to hate ourselves. Sorry about that.
So what's right for us as a people is not necessarily right for this capitalist system. What's right for us is that we have attempted to ask the powers to be, the Europeans, the white man, to give us permission to do a number of things, and as a people, we it's time that we recognize that that's not an option. We're not trying to ask these people to make certain adjustments in a system that's designed to exploit and oppress us. That system is not for us. It's designed to annihilate us. So we have to be adamant about making a change. You know, one of the main characteristics of a revolution is not that it's an easy change, but it's an easy change that goes with time is an evolution. But a revolution is an abrupt change, a radical change to make a complete overthrow of the system that we're in. We can't be revolutionaries and we believe that once we take control back for our people to be liberated, that we end up in a system that's the same as the system that we are in right now, existing in right now. We would just change the face. I mean, the system doesn't work. So that's why we need this radical change. You know, we lost this land through blood, sweat, and tears of our people. And we have to recognize as a people, to be revolutionary, we have to understand that it's going to require that same commitment of shedding blood. So we have to understand the dynamics in which we must make a difference. We must make a change. A revolution is the only solution. And that's because we know as a people that all remedies have been exhausted. And like Queen Thaw said, you know, the people are always ready. Our leaders need to step up to the plate and begin to organize and develop the climate in which revolution is seen as a solution for the masses of the people. And that's where we're and that's where we are as a people. The leadership needs to step up and become apparent that we are ready as leaders to guide the masses of our people to the solution, and that's revolution.
And you made a great point that I want to follow up on. You talked about the leadership, and the leadership has to be ready. And that's kind of been a major issue within our community, especially, you know, with our movements and our organizations, and when there have been incidents and things that happen that people really get energized or upset and angry and really get in the mindset that they are ready for a real change. One thing that we have to understand is capitalism, the nature of capitalism creates class struggle. And the people who rule within this system of capitalism, which is known as the ruling class or the bourgeoisie, see, part of the thing that they do, one thing that they do is they take members of our own community, members of our own people, in order to be the leadership for us. And they create a whole nother class of people that rules us, which is called the national bourgeoisie, because there's no true ruling class amongst new African people, because we don't control anything, we don't rule anything, so we can't have a ruling class of new African people. But this bourgeoisie, the European, the elitist ruling class, puts people in power in order to control us and lead us away from any type of real revolutionary activity. Because if you notice, whenever there's a major shooting or something happens that exposes the contradictions within the system, you always see someone like Al Sharpton coming on to take leadership. Even though nobody asked him to come down, nobody invited him to come down, he just shows up and he assumes the leadership of the movement, and ultimately he tries to lead it into some type of go get out and vote campaign. We need to vote for the Democrats, we need to vote for Hillary Clinton or whoever it is. And as everyone has already stated, this is not revolutionary activity. Revolution, you understand that there are no remedies within the system. He's not leading us into a revolutionary movement. He's leading us into a reformist movement. And a reformist movement is simply to uphold the system, to maintain it. And in fact, it only makes the system more efficient in what it does, because it helps to silence the dissidents. It helps to silence that portion that is dissatisfied with the system. So before we get out of here, we want to talk. Well, let me talk to my sister April. My sister April, you on the line?
Yes, I'm on.
Clean, sister.
I am. I will freelance.
So what do you think? Is necessary? Is revolution necessary for the liberation of our people? I know sometimes you don't like to talk, but I'm gonna put you on. You can go ahead. What you say now?
It's necessary. Everything you said was indeed true. I always tell people, especially lately, I have been having to tell people lately that if we don't fight for our freedom or for what's right, because we can't depend on the government to do anything for us, we have to do what's necessary. And if we don't do what's necessary, then we can't bring about change. Everything starts with us first. So you, in order to get to where we want to go, we got to come together as a collective and make things change and stop looking for somebody through government or an elected official or anybody to do anything for us. We got to do it ourselves.
Exactly. Well said, sister. Well said. And speaking of freedom, if we truly want freedom, I think one of the first things we have to do is we have to define freedom in concrete ways. A lot of times we look at freedom as some abstract concept floating out in the sky. One day we're going to get the freedom, but we never really know what that is. So it's hard to get somewhere when you don't know where you're going. So we have to define freedom in concrete ways. And the way we define it in the Republic of New Africa, in the the New African Independence Movement is we defined it in four ways. We defined it as independence. We have to gain independence from our colonizers, because if you look at our communities, we have no control over the resources, over the systems, whether that be the economic system, political systems, education systems. We can go on forever. We are, our whole communities are controlled by other people, European people. This makes us a colony in the United States, a United States colony, an oppressed nation. So we have to gain independence. The second way in which we define freedom is land. The foundation of freedom is land. We need land. We have to have land, not only land that we own and control, but I mean land that we truly control. Not land that we purchase from the government, which they can take back if we don't pay our taxes. Which leads to the third thing. We have to have self-government. We have to have control and the ability to set up whatever type of government that we choose. And the fourth thing is we have to advocate for socialist revolution, because it's not enough simply to gain control and set up the same system in which we have today, the same system that is exploiting, that is colonizing, that is enslaving our people today. We can't gain independence, land, self-government, and set up that same system, because I'm not interested. We are not interested in overthrowing a white slave master only to replace them with black slave masters. So we have to struggle for socialist revolution. So those are four ways in which we concretely define freedom. So before we get out of here, because we are rapidly running out of time, I want to find some brief solutions from some of the brightest minds in the New African community. Sister Sox, are you there? Sister Sox.
Free the land.
Free the land.
Yeah.
So what are some of the solutions as far in terms of revolution, implementing revolution? What are some of the things that you can do?
One of the main things that we have to do is educate the uneducated and the criminal mentalities within our communities. We have to, because the people are always ready. If they know and know what's going on around them and educated, that's the support that we need for our revolution going into scientific socialism. That's the support that we need. So the number one thing is education, and of course those that are already in the struggle for liberation of our people, self-discipline and focus and determination, and keeping your as you say, your spirit high, staying positive and optimistic. There is no way that we're going to get there by being pessimistic, not knowing that we're going to get there. So we got to be self-determined and literally stay zeroed in and focused, because it's a lot of distractions within this capitalist system that we live in. And us that are on the forefront, we have to stay focused and we have to stay positive about what it is that we're doing, because remember, we're under attack on every single level, mentally, physically, spiritually, psychologically, emotionally. We're under attack. And so we have to know our enemy, know how they're coming, and stay focused on our goal.
Exactly. Well said, sister. Brother Kikayu, before we get out of here, what do you think? What are some possible solutions concerning the subject in which we're dealing with today?
Free the land,
brother Kikayu, you there? Free land, I will.
It was well said by Sister Saw. To be quick, because I would like to hear from our master teacher, but we need to organize on all levels, because as a people, we know that change is now, and we need to change. but the leadership has to be involved where we can organize everyone in all areas of social activity, because they control us in all areas of social activity. Sometimes if we're not organized at a point where we're teaching and giving people an understanding of what's actually happening to us, we tend to lose that support. And so we need to organize on all levels of social activity so we can see through religion, through all social aspects, through the healthcare system, through the economic system, through everything that we're dealing with in social activities. In this system, we're being oppressed, and people have to be shown and led the way through to revolution. And so we got a lot on our plates, but this organization needs to be done, and our people need to be re-educated. The miseducated need to be re-educated. The apolitical need to be educated, and we just have a tall task ahead of us. And for those of us who are leaders, and those of us who claim we are leaders, we need to get to the business of doing business.
All right, brother. Appreciate your comments, your insights. And Brother Fadali, are you still here?
Yes, I'm still here. We had to do three things: agitate, educate, and organize. And once we understand that we have to continually do this, then we're going to say to hell with the laws of the United States, to hell with all the laws of the government, hell with the government. And we get our people to understand that, you know, in other words, that the solution is within us. We are the ones that must organize ourselves to free our land, our territory, and globally we must come together to overthrow the system of white supremacy, racism, white supremacy, and colonialism, neocolonialism, imperialism. And the solution is in our understanding of that we are the people who are going to control our own destiny. And we're going to define ourselves culturally, politically, economically, and on all levels. And we must provide for our own solution and our own program and control our communities where we live and organize the militias and other things that would be necessary to produce revolution, because revolution can only be done through revolutionary violence. And revolutionary violence, as Mao said, political power comes from the barrel of a gun. And once we understand that, then we will see our way to solving all of our problems.
Well said. Well, that's just about it. We are out of time. I want to thank everybody for calling in, and brothers that I didn't get opportunity to get to, apologize. But in terms of revolution, of course, revolution is necessary for the liberation of new African people. And for all those organizations out there who claim to be actually revolutionary organizations, if you are not struggling for control, if you're not struggling for independence, for land, then you are not revolutionary. If you are still in the movement in which you are trying to ask the system, are trying to beg a politician to change a policy, then you are not in a revolutionary movement. Because those of us who are in a revolutionary movement understand clearly that all remedies have been exhausted. And therefore, it is necessary for a complete radical change of this system. My name is Brother Prophecy, a.k.a. Yera Ahmadi. Join us every week as we discuss topics that are relevant to the liberation and independence of new African people. See you next week, same time, same place. We the land.
We have been trained to hate ourselves and love white people.
We still are exploited as a people. We're constantly fighting for resources.
We've never been citizens. Except on paper.
The participants of this are normally victims of this neocolonialist system.
You're listening to the voices of New Africa.
Of New Africa.
Free the land.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.